This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's Friday, June 28th, 2019, and the clock is ticking down as we approach the crossroads. Will humanity accept global governance run by private, ruthless technocrats, or will we leap forward again towards the Renaissance, towards the nation state, and towards the empowerment of the individual and the human family? Ladies and gentlemen, we are seeing astounding routs of the globalist forces across the planet. And that is because nationalists in the United States in the last 60 years, going back to the John Birch Society and others, accurately analyzed the global corporate structure of the globalists and their plan for the future to destroy the nation states, collapse the borders, impoverish the people, open the borders. And now, because of sites like InfoWars, we were able to popularize in the last 25 years what was only academic. It was only learned specialists and high-level military officers and FBI agents and those type of people who were trained to identify foreign enemies, corporate takeover systems that were aware of our government being bought off and being controlled and our national sovereignty and wealth being transferred. This is just how Russia and the Soviets were run by outside oligarchs and outside banks. Some of the very same banking dynasties and families that ran the Soviet Union are the groups taking over America. Literally, the Rothschilds, the British royal family, a lot of their money. If you ever wonder why you turn on the news, you think that the U.S. is run by the royal family and everyone's worshiping them. They were hated up until the 1920s. And literally hundreds of millions of dollars at that time, billions today, was spent Anglifying, is what they called it. And the East Coast even affected a British accent. All of this to, again, bring us into this global empire that Cecil Rhodes and others envisioned. But I'm digressing into history. The reason I raise all this is we have come so incredibly far that they thought they would just build their world government. We'd all just watch sports. And that we would just give up our culture, give up our money, give up our children, give up our language, give up our futures. And ladies and gentlemen, that has not happened. Everywhere, globalists are being voted out of office. Everywhere, they're fighting back, but they're losing ground. Because once their authoritarian system is identified, it's over. Now, I've said this thousands of times, and I beat this horse because it's not dead, folks. We're riding this horse to victory, and incredible things are happening. Robert Barnes and Owen Schroyer are going to be hosting today. The crew has convinced me to take off at least a few hours to be with my family. But I am taping this morning some very important pieces for the broadcast. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Vladimir Putin has come out and said globalism is basically dead, that it's a cancer, that it's designed to basically destroy our nations, and that people are rejecting it everywhere. It is incredible. And I'm going to read his quotes for you coming up at the bottom of the hour. The article is, again, up on NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. But whatever you do, realize we are the heart of the reboot of nationalism and capitalism and Christianity and freedom against the globalist onslaught. You are the reboot. You are the megaphone. You are the lightning that Zeus throws down from heaven. You are the resistance. And when you spread the articles, when you spread the videos, it is the very oxygen in this fight that allows us to move forward. So please, whatever you do, spread the word about the live broadcast on local AM and FM, on shortwave, on satellite, and of course at InfoWars.com/show. We're going to go to break. Robert Barnes and others are going to have all the big highlights of the incredible debate last night where the Democrats said they openly represent illegal aliens, and that's the party that they are. It's just incredible. So we've never seen such clear-cut lines of globalism versus Americanism as we're seeing right now.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this, because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who've been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting youth.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Well, here we are on June 28th, 2019. This is the Alex Jones Show. Owen Troyer and Robert Barnes filling in for Alex today, but we will be hearing from Alex throughout the broadcast. We also have Carpe Donctum, who is going to be joining us in the second hour. But I think Bob, me and you need to discuss the clown show that was last night. And more than anything, just kind of reflecting on it, and you and I were briefly talking before we went live here. This isn't really, you know, us to pat ourselves on the back, but pretty much everything we said before the debate came true. Biden ended up being the punching bag that took the licks. He was the big loser. Yang was the most Googled search term. He was the one that created the most curiosity about him as a candidate. Marianne Williamson creeped up as number two just for the sheer shock value and the oddity that she is. We saw, obviously, the Kamala Harris-Joe Biden exchange go viral. That was kind of, I think, the highlight from the thing, is Biden getting the licks and getting cut over the eye. He's bleeding out now politically. But you were talking too how you were watching MSNBC afterwards. I was kind of watching some of the commentary afterward too. And it's just amazing how out of touch mainstream media is with the average American voter. And it almost made me realize or re-realize that most of these people, when they go on air, like a Rachel Maddow or a Chris Hayes or a Chuck Todd, they're telling their audience what to think. They're in a position of a dictate, telling the audience what to think, where we're just saying, hey, here's what we see, here's the evidence, here's the facts, here's how we think it's going to go. Turns out to go that way because we're just in touch with reality. I mean, it's amazing to watch these people talk down to their audience. There's no wonder they're losing ratings at an astronomical rate.
No doubt. And what's amazing is, if you go back and look at the video that got InfoWars kicked off of Instagram, it was the video that showed that Joe Biden had serious cognitive capacity problems. And the net effect of those cognitive capacity problems everybody was commenting on it last night. So even you had David Axelrod commenting on it. You had Sean Trendy for Real Clear Politics commenting on it. Donald Trump Jr. and his own inimitable way commenting on whether that was Joe Biden's attempt to speak Spanish. But what you really saw was, this is someone who has a serious health problem. And it was only InfoWars that covered it. It was attacked by CNN and Oliver Darcy and everybody else as this was fake news, when in fact it turned out to be, once again, tomorrow's news today. Because what happened is, in fact, everybody got to see it. He couldn't finish a single sentence of a single question without him working at it. It was like watching a stroke victim. It was a sad thing to watch.
He admits he had his head cut open and he had the surgery on it. And you've never seen a candidate, when you've got 10 people on stage fighting for time, volunteer to stop talking.
Oh, exactly. I mean, that was clearly his, like, sometimes when I have people in trials, I give them a fallback point. It's like, if you get into a jam and you can't remember where you're at and you're sort of emotionally upset, remember your main point and make that point. And clearly that was his. his point was, hey, by the way, if you completely stall out, if the brain just won't function at all up there, say, my time's up, my time's up. And, of course, now that's become the meme, and it may be the closing statement of Joe Biden's career. Sorry, my time's up. I mean, it will be somewhat sad, not entirely sad, but we may have seen the end of Joe Biden last night.
That was it. His political time is up. Exactly. And again,
and he appropriately said sorry.
But look at, if you just look at the way the news, they force Biden down your throat. They tell you Biden is leading in the polls. Biden. He can't even complete a political debate, really, is what it was. Oh, I'm out. And, you know. Yeah. That's him tapping out. He couldn't even complete the debate.
It was a tap out. Before, it was like the guy who walked into the room. I forget. It was Peter, whatever his name was, that fought Mike Tyson when Mike Tyson got out of jail. And his guy in the corner couldn't wait to throw the white towel in. I mean, he had it ready. I mean, within like 20 seconds. That was basically Joe Biden last night. And so it's he has serious.
But there was no Mike Tyson on that stage, though. Let's be clear.
Kamala Harris is not Mike Tyson. You didn't need to be, because they were ready to quit no matter who they were fighting. And I think I thought Biden was not going to run. And the reason why I thought Biden was not going to run was because his age, his cognitive health issues, his family corruption issues. Now, he managed to dodge any of those consequential questions, but he can't through the rest of the debate. Here's a guy who couldn't even handle defending his busing position 40, 50 years ago. That's the political place he's at. He is not. We got a Biden gaffe and we got a Biden hammer. Biden was hammered by Harris. And then we got the Biden gaffe when he said the very first thing he will do as president is make sure he beats the other guy who's president, which is the only way you can beat Donald Trump is if you've actually already beaten Donald Trump in terms of being president. So all of the problems of Biden were there. And when it gets to the point that David Axelrod on CNN, the Obama campaign manager, is talking about it, then you know how bad it is. Because they were never willing to acknowledge Hillary's health problems.
No. But that's the thing, too, is, again, it comes. These people are such dictates on the air. They'll sit here and they'll complain about Trump. Oh, Trump needs to have a physical. Trump's too old. He's unfit. He's unhealthy. Meanwhile, he's never had a drug or a drop of alcohol in his life. I don't know how many people could say that. I know I certainly couldn't. So it's like, he's clearly there. Yeah, is he old? But he's with it. He's got the energy. He has still the vitality. Biden lacks all of it. But oh, Trump is unfit. But Biden somehow is fit. I mean, again, really the aftermath of this in the media, I think, just reminded me, not even how fake they are, but just how authoritarian they are.
And I think they basically forced Biden to run because they thought everybody else was weak. Biden was
desperate.
Exactly. Biden was the only one who was doing really well against Trump in the polls. Theoretically, he's blue-collar Joe, so he could appeal to middle America and the middle part of the country. And I think what they saw last night was, oh, man, this guy couldn't stand 5 seconds against Trump. And that's why they were willing to throw him to the curb and throw him off the cliff in half a second. And he enabled that because of his health problems, because of his corruption problems that are still lingering. But when they saw that Kamala Harris could bait him, literally with race bait, could bait him that quickly, that easily. And this wasn't something that came out of nowhere. This wasn't like all the baiting of Donald Trump, where during the debate he heard something for the very first time right in the middle of the debate in some sort of attack. Here, this is an attack that they've been waging on Biden for 2 weeks. This is not new. This is something that they've been testing over and over and over again. And he still wasn't ready to defend it. And I think part of that, my guess is he had a prepped answer, is cognitive capacity.
Well, and if Kamala Harris can outwit you, you're in trouble.
Yeah, exactly. She's still the dumbest lawyer I've ever gone up against in court. This is someone who failed the bar exam in California twice.
Well, luckily in California, you don't have to pass the bar, right? You can still practice law.
You don't have to go to an accredited law school, but you still have to pass the bar.
The Kamala Harris University.
Yes, exactly. The
law.
Yes.
And she has a stamp. She'll stamp on your wrist.
And it was repeated failures. So the fact that they did so, that Biden was so unready for her, knowing it was coming from weeks in advance, couldn't finish sentences, struggled to get math statistics right, was misanalogizing different components, struggling to cite the names of statutes, struggling to remember what his talking points were. That without a teleprompter, Joe Biden is DOA. Not only that, a little tidbit that the media did not cover. After the debate, Joe Biden refused to go into the little news section. So everybody goes and does all the interviews afterwards. Trump loved to do it. He was just going there and slay. Joe Biden refused to. Mm-hmm. They said, oh, you know, he doesn't need to. So it was like a Mad Max joke, you know, two grandpa, you know, between Bernie and Biden, two grandpa Ender, only one grandpa left.
Yeah.
And I think that Joe is really done. Uncle Joe is the Joe that, it's like Ross Perot said, it's time to put him in the basement.
Well, and I think now the Democrat Party establishment elite are in panic mode. Because Joe Biden is obviously who they wanted, and there's no way. I mean, maybe they still think they can force him down America's throats, but that would be.
I think based really on the media reaction, they were like, "Oh, he can't handle it against Trump," and that was his only utility.
We'll have to see. So here's what's going to happen today on the Alex Jones Show. We've got Alex coming up in the next segment. He's going to break all of this down. We've got Carpe Noctem coming up in the second hour. I think we'll open up the phone lines, see what America thought about last night's debate as well. We'll take your calls, and folks, we want to continue extended coverage like we had for the last two nights of the Democrat debates. I mean, the clown world did not let down. I mean, between transsexual men getting abortions and Joe Biden, first thing once he gets into office is to getting into office. I mean, just incredible stuff from the clown show. And it's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. We're on a razor's edge here every day. And when we start doing extended broadcasts like last night, we're basically sprinting on a razor's edge. So we appreciate your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Remember, it's the 4th of July special, 50% off all InfoWars Life supplements, free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points that can be used towards future purchases. Your support at InfoWarsStore.com keeps us on air tomorrow.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pick 0.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist care. Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Today at the G20 dropped the bombshell of bombshells, because what he said is so incredibly true, but no one, no world leaders except for he and Trump would dare say it. Globalism is a neoliberal fascistic system that overrides every culture and destroys any type of independence, and is designed to create as much debt over the nation state, individual and family as possible. And Putin understands this because Russia labored for decades under a globalist system using communism as the management program. And Putin has come out, the article's on Infowars.com, and he has talked about the elephant in the room and said that globalism is basically dead because liberalism as an operating system has been so betrayed that everyone is rejecting it, because it's not classical liberalism, it's globalism. Globalism is dead in the hearts of men and women and in our minds, but the globalists are still in place. And that's the paradox, that they have stolen the money, they control the banks, they control much of the infrastructure, but they're losing the hearts and minds at an accelerated rate. And that's why they're doing a Hail Mary to flood Europe and flood the United States and flood Canada and flood Australia and New Zealand with as many military-age men as possible who spend up to a year, usually 6 months, in hardcore UN refugee camps where they are brainwashed to hate the West and to be social justice warriors. They're then given backpacks with food, medicine, and thousands of euros or dollars, and sent into the West. These are the equivalent of paratroopers jumping out of airplanes and invading your country when the Nazis famously invaded Greece with the first paratrooper attack of World War II. That's all this is. It's a military invasion. And there's a very important article on Town Hall. There's other ones from the other major sites out there, like Daily Caller, that lay all of this out.
Raise your hand if your government plan would provide coverage for undocumented immigrants.
Okay. From Town Hall, the biggest winners of Thursday night's Dem debate were illegal immigrants. The Democrats on stage Thursday night's debate looked more like they were competing to be the president of illegal immigrants than they were of Americans. Not only did all 10 Democrats on stage raise their hand when asked who supported giving illegal immigrants free health care, remember when they used to deny that? They also advocated for open borders. They went on to advocate for giving them driver's licenses, even letting them vote. This is the globalist takeover plan. Most Democrats raised their hand when asked whether they believe crossing the border illegally should be a civil offense rather than a crime. Even though a third of the children being brought in have been kidnapped and many end up dead, that's okay because it's liberal. Here were some of the responses to that on the issue of deportation. Buttigieg said when he's president, well, just it's going to be totally legal and the borders are going to be open. Biden said that the person, someone who only offenses being here without documents, should not be the focus of deportation. We should fundamentally change the way we deal with things. Well, we're basically totally open. Right now, 90% don't show up to damn hearings. swallows well. No, that person, someone whose only offense is being here without documents, can be part of the great American experience. That person can contribute. My congressional district is one of the most diverse in America, and we see the benefits when people contribute and they become a part of the community and they're not in the shadow of the economy, which is what the Democrats want to keep them in the shadow, actually, by not making them become documented. And it goes on. It's just unbelievable to watch them all compete to bust the nation wide open. But again, this is the larger globalist plan, and now it's out in the open. And Putin understands, and Trump understands, and we understand that the social contract has been broken, and that the globalists are simply using the fact that the third world has close to 7 billion people in it, and that they all want to come here, and that they're all being weaponized before they get here and when they get here. They literally have training camps all over the country. This is even on CNN. They brag about it, where they take in the illegal aliens and radicalize them. In Austin, Texas, in Atlanta, Georgia, in New York, it's everywhere. So I'm going to take you back live right now to Robert Barnes, Owen Schroyer, and others, and then my big breakdown on what Putin had to say at the G20 today is coming up in the next segment. And then Carpe Dunctum is coming up next hour, the king of memes, and so much more. But this is an incredible time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. And I just want to, again, encourage all of you to understand how important you are and to understand that your word of mouth is king and overrides the censors, and that your financial support is paramount to fund this operation. We have sold more than half of the collector's item Clown World 2019 presidential debate shirt. It's like a concert shirt on the back, on the front. It's got the big Clown World, Infowars.com. It's a really nice shirt, really nice fabric, $19.95. That helps fund their operation. So please go get yours today at Infowarsstore.com. And please don't forget the July 4th Save America Infowars special. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off all the supplements has got to end soon. Infowarsstore.com. And my daughter just walked over and said, hi, love you, baby. So again, back to the crew in the ATX. More coming up.
It's nice to have Alex be able to get out of the studio for a couple of days, spend some time with his family. And it's good to have you, Robert Barnes, attorney here, constitutional attorney, in studio with me as well. And, you know, we're selling that Clown World T-shirt. I'm not even sure if we could have imagined that epic of a clown show. I mean, we're still kind of getting the reverb of some of these clown candidates like Marianne Williamson. You've been enjoying yourself on Twitter looking at some of her old tweets over here.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be, maybe it'll be the next T-shirt will be sort of a meditate with Marianne, some of her her wisdom from the past. So, for example, we're all pregnant with other versions of ourselves.
Can you abort that?
Exactly. I mean, really, that's what Julian Castro was thinking. He was thinking of Marianne Williamson. Hey, everybody's pregnant with someone else. Mm. So, hey, shouldn't we be able to abort our own selves if our own selves don't want to be ourselves? So, I mean, this was literally the Democratic debate.
This is next level stuff.
No question. Whether it's, you know, the next level of the asylum. So, it was clear. It was a clown world at multiple levels, in the sense he had the old clown going out and the new clowns coming in. But you had some crazy.
Seriously, it's like, we need to have something. We already have the meme from the census, but it's like all the Democrats like pull up in a little car and they're like,
yep.
And they're like honking their horn. I mean, it's a joke.
Completely. I mean, it's sad at a certain level. It's scary at another level. I think the president's tweets, people thought he would tweet a lot. He ended up doing only three tweets between both debates. The first one was that the first debate was mostly boring. And then the incredible mic mess up. And we'll have Carpe Dunctum on at the next hour to talk about his great meme that went viral and was spread and shared by the president, sent the media mad. And last night he just made the point of the craziest things that happened wasn't the loony things being said on stage in terms of just personalities, but was instead some of the loony policies that were being endorsed. Policies that just, I mean, last night, every Democratic candidate, every serious major Democratic candidate in both nights basically said that Barack Obama was way too far to the right on immigration. That's where the Democratic Party is. Not only will it be legal for them to come across the border, now they get free health care if they do so.
Well, we've been reporting on this, how the Democrats want open borders for years, and people say, oh, you know, that's ridiculous. Nobody wants open borders. I mean, they're there. They're totally open borders. That's what they want now. Total human trafficking. That's the policy of the Democrat Party.
want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price, and we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been at a standstill. The enemy's been winning. And I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us. And the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
President Trump and President Putin were able to meet again today and discuss ways the two nations can try to work together in the future. But that didn't stop the corporate globalist media from trying to inject more of the fairy tale, more of the fiction, that the Russians meddled in the 2016 election, and that's why the walking undead creature Hillary Clinton lost. No, you lost because you're unpopular and Americans see through your globalist operation. But this is very revealing because they have to project onto the Russians that they're this outside threat that's trying to destroy Western nations when everyone knows it's globalism that's antithetical to the free market system and to nation states and to groups of people that are allowed to have any culture that is original, because the global corporate culture of the technocrats is meant to override all culture and is designed to dehumanize and atomize individuals and families on its face. It is literally the corporate Borg. And President Putin understands this. He understands that globalism is a system that breaks the social contract between the culture, the government, the system, and the people, because it is a system itself that is meant to overwrite society and culture. And while at the G20, Putin made astounding statements that I am now going to read to you in full from a Paul Joseph Watson article on Infowars.com. Many of these quotes are from the Financial Times of London. This story needs to go viral. Listen to this. Putin says multiculturalism is no longer tenable, close quote. The liberal idea has become obsolete, Putin continued. President Vladimir Putin says that liberalism has outlived its purpose and that multiculturalism is no longer tenable. Those are quotes. In an interview with the Financial Times, Putin explained that he had caused the rise of the Trump phenomenon. All right, I messed up there, so cut it there. In an interview with the Financial Times, Putin explained what had caused the rise of the Trump phenomenon in the United States, as well as the success of right-wing populist parties throughout Europe. The ruling elites have broken away from the people, he said, adding that the so-called liberal idea has outlived its purpose, and some Western leaders had acknowledged that multiculturalism is no longer tenable. Liberals cannot simply dictate anything to anyone, just like they have been attempting to do over the recent decades, said the Russian president. Branding Angela Merkel's decision to allow over a million migrants to enter Germany as part of a refugee wave a cardinal mistake. The liberal idea proposes that nothing needs to be done, that migrants can kill, plunder, and rape with impunity because their rights as migrants have to be protected, said Putin. He added, every crime must have its punishment. The liberal idea has become obsolete. While Putin's comments have caused consternation amongst Western liberal elites, they are not far removed from remarks made public yesterday by the Dalai Lama. The spiritual leader of the Tibetan Buddhists told BBC he did not want to see Europe become Muslim or African, asserting that most refugees should be returned home in order to keep Europe for Europeans. Here is a clip of that BBC interview with the Dalai Lama.
His emotion also a little bit too complicated.
What do you mean by that? What do you think of him in office?
One day he says something, another day he says something. But I think lack of moral principle. When he became president, he expressed America first. That is wrong. America, she should take the global responsibility.
Vladimir Putin and the Dalai Lama's cardinal sin is they're simply stating historical, biological, cultural, religious reality. If the cultures in Africa were fundamentally so wonderful and good, like the imaginary Marvel comic Black Panther series, then Africa itself would be a technological shining jewel.
if you import hundreds of millions of people, as the UN openly plans, to Europe from Africa, it will not be Europe, it will be Africa. Same thing goes for the Middle East. Europe is having, on average, 1.3 children for every two adults, just like Japan. That is societal collapse level. That is not even replacing the population. But you don't bring in uneducated third world populations with totally different cultural backgrounds and replace those people. It doesn't work like that, and all the studies and all the demographics show it. So what is Vladimir Putin doing? He is incentivizing Russians having children. And he's incentivizing people coming to Russia who have degrees and skills and merit-based systems. Vladimir Putin understands that if a country is going to be successful, even if it has resources, it's got to have a good culture. And there's got to be a social contract between the state and the people. And the people have to be represented, and you have to build a future for humans. But the technocrats, who have their system of global government, they are building a post-human world and teaching you that you're bad and that you shouldn't have a vision and you shouldn't have a life force and you shouldn't have children. They have inflicted in the West the psychology of not having a family. And by the time the old feminists at 45 or 50 figure it out, it's too late to have children. And there are massive numbers of women, in fact, the majority of feminists, saying we were trapped. We were deceived. We wish we wouldn't have done this. But when you travel to trendy areas across the United States or Europe, you will see the young, beautiful women laughing about men and laughing about families and saying, we don't need it. Buying into the poison of the pop culture inflicted on them by the universities and by Hollywood. The media is acting like what Putin has said is radical. And it is radical. Radical in that in an ocean of lies, just a thimble's worth of truth can absolutely override it. Well, Putin's dumped out an entire ocean of truth here, ladies and gentlemen, and the system doesn't know how to deal with it. Upwards of 90% of the people brought in from the Middle East and brought in from North Africa don't have jobs 5 years later. They are five times more likely to commit crimes. Pull the numbers up. 90% of the asylum seekers in the U.S. never return for their hearings because they're not asylum seekers. The Democratic Party is advertising to the world that they can come here and get free stuff, and the Democrats will represent them. That's what we saw last night during the debates. The Democratic Party competing to be the party of illegal aliens. That is, again, the essence of globalism. Bring down the West, divide and conquer the planet, and rule it with a worldwide corporate system. So I salute Vladimir Putin, I salute the Dalai Lama and others, and I salute all of you that are awake and taking action and understand what's happening, because it's not too late to reverse the tide. We could bring in many of these numbers of people and educate them and make them part of our system, but the globalists from the onset are making that already hard job impossible by brainwashing them and weaponizing them and teaching them to hate the West and that it's their right to come here and conquer us culturally and usurp us.
InfoWars presents The David Knight Show, The Alex Jones Show, and The War Room with Owen Troyer. InfoWars.com/show.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Rocking right now, but we're going to have to change paths in the universe here, in the multiverse here very shortly, because we're about to launch a brand new segment, probably one and only. This is probably a one-off, but it may be so popular that maybe,
you never know.
Maybe Robert Barnes and I are going to have to do this a lot. But before I do this, you know, we're about to meditate with Marianne Williamson, who's so in touch with the universe. It's incredible. But I really wanted to get everything out of this segment. So I've got my happies right here from InfoWarsStore.com. So just remember, if you're ever going to meditate, be sure to take your happies before you meditate. And I'm not going to lie, I actually did this for the first time this week. I'm not usually someone that has to deal with stress or anything like that. But this is kind of what it feels like when you do the happies. And it's actually really good, too. So I'm going to do one directly to really get my chakras going. So, and then I'm going to do one in my coffee. Uh-oh, I'm getting greedy. I'm going to do two.
So now there's two happies in my coffee. So now, Robert, I am I'm fully aligned now, so I think it's time for meditation with Marianne. Now, Robert Barnes, my co-host, has a series of tweets from the Enlightened One, Marianne Williamson, that we will be reading here on air for your enjoyment, and then we will be discussing the topics. So, Robert Barnes, please get us started in meditation with Marianne.
Marianne has a solution for nuclear war. The power of your mind is greater than the power of nuclear radiation. Visualize angels dispersing it into nothingness.
Now, let's think about that for a second, Robert, because we've had some serious nuclear tragedies in this world. If only the Japanese could have known that in Nagasaki and Hiroshima. If only the Russians could have known that in Chernobyl. If only the Japanese could have known that again with Fukushima. Think about the world today.
And we wouldn't even have to worry about nuclear conflict or nuclear war. We could even launch nuclear weapons and not worry about it. Because if we just put our minds to it, all the radiation will vanish.
Now let's just take 5 seconds to meditate on all the nuclear radiation and the cesium-137 leaking from Fukushima. If we just take 5 seconds, I want you to use, and I want the audience as well, I want to use the full strength of your mind right now to focus for the next 5 seconds. Meditate and let's clean up the Fukushima radiation. Wow. Well, we just solved the Fukushima disaster, so I think that that's a positive.
Without question. And probably could have solved Chernobyl at the same time if we thought about it long enough.
And I'm thinking, too, you know, we keep having these issues with Iran and North Korea and nuclear arms deals. Why don't we just forget about these deals and just meditate on it?
Exactly. Just do some yoga moves and you'll be okay.
You know,
the world will be okay.
Trump is at the G20 right now meeting with world leaders. I think there's too much talking and not enough meditating.
Precisely. They just do the eagle pose.
Mm.
And that will probably cure everything.
Mm. Very enlightened stuff. Let's move on now to another enlightening moment from Marianne Williamson.
We've seen a lot of bad oil spills. Well, Marianne does have the solution for that if you meditate with Marianne. Visualize the oil spill plugged. Close your eyes for 5 minutes and see angels coming over it, filling it with sane and sacred thoughts.
Wow. I'm visualizing it right now, Robert, and I see the angels. They're swooping down now, and they have a giant plug. It's sustainable. It's green. It's all natural, organic, and I believe that it is Himalayan salt rock. It is going to plug the oil spill. This is incredible. I'm seeing it in my mind. Are you seeing it, Robert Barnes?
The BP oil spill, it's slowly dissipating and disappearing. The Alaskan oil spill is slowly disappearing. Don't have to worry. You can go back to eating Louisiana oysters again, I think. Probably just maybe within minutes, but at least within days.
This is incredible. For those of you who have had your wildlife ruined in the Gulf or in other areas where there have been oil spills, we now have the answer. It's visualizing angels coming down with a sustainable Himalayan salt rock plug to stop these oil spills. And I can tell you, just from the 2 minutes we've spent discussing this now and meditating on it, we've probably cleaned up at least 30-40% of all the oil spills.
And all the nuclear radiation spills. Both just obliterated overnight.
This audience and the power of meditation has almost cleaned up the earth.
Exactly. That's all it took. It just took a few yoga moves and the right meditation with Marianne.
And to think that they almost didn't even let Marianne Williamson on the Democrat debate stage, how would we even be solving these issues right now?
Exactly. I mean, all she wanted was just to give some love to Donald Trump. And just give love, and that was going to solve everything. And that, and really, it's without a meditation with Mary Ann, the world probably would be doomed.
Well, thank goodness that she was able to get on that stage and we're now practicing meditation with Marianne. Let's go back to another enlightening moment from the enlightened one, Marianne Williamson.
If you want a simple explanation for what's happening in America, watch Avatar again.
Well, I think that there's only one thing that we can do right now, and that's obviously pull up as many Avatar GIFs as possible. Because, you know, Robert, there's a lot of confusion out there. And people, they don't know what to make of it all. And there's probably some people on Earth that haven't even seen Avatar. I mean, that's a real issue.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, it relates really to another meditation with Marianne point, which is, don't let the shrieks of the temporal disturb the silence of your eternal self.
Oh, my goodness. I've been bothered by those shrieks for so long.
Yes.
Now I know. And if I was watching Avatar while confronting those shrieks in my mind with the power of my third eye, I could have burned all the sage and I could have inhaled it, and then I could have been the Avatar.
Exactly. It's as another great meditation with Marianne point is that when enough minds are vibrating on a high enough level, then all lower thought forms fall on their own dead weight.
Now, that is the kind of stuff that, folks, you have to be an expert level of. You have to be a meditation expert, really a guru, a mystic, if you ever want to reach that level of enlightenment. So I don't want to challenge our audience with too much today. You might sprain a brain muscle, but just think about your mind vibrating to the patterns and the images of Avatar while you're solving the world's energy crisis and cleaning up oil spills and radiation spills. And this is why Marianne Williamson is probably destined to be president, really just because of her mind.
No question. With our last meditation with Marianne, humanity needs a mental shower. We need to wash off all prejudices and stand naked beneath the waters of eternal truth.
Wow. You know, it reminds me of another meditation with Marianne moment, how we're all pregnant with our future self. And I think about that. And I think about cleansing my mind with the juices from birthing my future self, and cleansing all of the abstraction with just one single birth of thine self.
Well, I think really it explains Julian Castro's comments. He was imagining that Joe Biden might transition. And in Joe Biden's transitioning, he too may need to abort his future self.
Well, we know that abortion is obviously a human right. And so if you do want to abort your future self, you obviously have to go into deep meditation and focus like the Avatar and think about that future self and envision it. And that's the only way to have true equilibrium.
And if that doesn't work for you, we leave you with this last meditation with Marianne. Peacock feathers are created by peacocks eating thorns. Every thorn you have eaten has become a peacock feather.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Meditation with Marianne. Do what you please with this intel, but always remember, as Robert Barnes said, if you want to be the peacock, you must ingest the thorn and then visualize the colors as the angels swoop down from the heavens and they anoint you the peacock one. This has been Meditation with Marianne, the future president of the United States of America.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.